Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to the Speaking of Sex podcast. On our last episode, episode 188, Charlotte shared an excerpt from the Mistress Manual by Mistress Lorelei, and it was about male submission. And this was just one excerpt from the book by one mistress, one woman's opinion. But we got a ton of feedback about it, because when she discussed male submission, she discussed specifically this idea of the sissy maid, the domestic submissive, and using punishment and humiliation as a form of creating erotic submission in men. And this is one form of erotic submission, and there are many, many others. And we got a ton of emails, mostly from men, who were saying things along the lines of, I fantasize about erotic submission, but I don't really want to be humiliated. Or I'm into erotic submission and really want to serve a powerful, dominant woman, but I'm not really into this sissy maid stuff. Like, do you have to dress up like a girl in order to be submissive? What's that about? And so we wanted to revisit this subject and expand a little bit upon it. And I really want to emphasize the fact that the style of erotic submission that this one mistress was talking about in this one excerpt from this one book is really just one style in a galaxy of options. And this is one of the points we have been trying to make about kinky sex, is that we have these ideas in our culture about what kinky sex looks like. It's the dominant male and the submissive female, or the boss and the secretary. We have these roles that have been popularized sometimes through movies or books, and sometimes just because we have a limited cultural imagination about what kink can look like. And yet, there are countless varieties of both erotic dominance and erotic submission, and the only right one, the only real one, is what's true for you in this moment. And this is essential, is to find your authentic expression day by day, year by year, within your specific relationship about what erotic dominance and submission might look like for you. And specifically around male submission, I want to put out another image, and that's of the powerful submissive, the noble submissive. And we can imagine this like the warrior training to be the best warrior he can be to serve his queen. There's lots of great scenes of this in shows like Game of Thrones, where the warrior comes and lays down the sword at Daenerys Targaryen's feet and says, "The city is yours, my queen." And in this show, Game of Thrones, so many different kinds of men and warriors are vying for the attention of the powerful women of the show. And this is just one example. So many men actually train, and a lot of their masculinity is around serving a greater good, whether that's a soldier for an army or an athlete for an athletic team. There's this sense of serving and becoming as great and as powerful as he can be in order to prove himself, to be brave, to be courageous. And this is another form of erotic submission you can play with. You can stand in all of your power, all of your hot, virile masculinity, and serve a really powerful, dominant woman. And this can be a test of sensations, with more and more escalating different kinds of sensation play to see where your breaking point is and how much you can be beaten before you break down. That could be a very hot, powerful scene. Or you could serve your woman in a variety of ways, using all of your strength and power to do so. Erotic submission doesn't have to be about humiliation and denigration and being beaten and being made weak. It can be all of those things if that's what gets you off, or it can be about being brave and strong and standing in all of your glory. And this again is one of those funny paradoxes, paradoxi? This is a funny paradox of erotic, kinky play, is that through submission, you often find your true power. A lot of people like to submit because it makes them feel so strong and powerful. Isn't that strange? And also, being dominant can make you feel vulnerable. Isn't that interesting? It reveals different parts of ourselves. And so if you were a man listening to our last episode and are interested in erotic submission and interested in playing with dominant females and serving the feminine or serving your woman as a submissive, but don't identify with being sissified, which is, you know, being put in stockings and garters and bras. Some men love that. It's actually a huge fetish for a lot of guys, but not for everyone. And this is the thing, you get to find your own style. And so if you listened to that and felt alienated, we really want to emphasize here that there are so many kinds of erotic dominance and so many kinds of erotic submission. And your mission, your goal, and our goal is to help you find your own style and also know that it can change and you can explore a wide variety. And you don't have to pick just one. Isn't that fun? So we're going to continue this conversation as we explore more into the realm of kinky sex. We're getting a ton of your questions, and it's very obvious that there's so much to talk about when it comes to dominance and submission, kinky play, how to do this within a relationship. And so keep your emails coming. Let us know what's on your mind. Do you have questions you want answered about kinky sex and what that might look like for you? If so, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com. Let us know your questions, and we will try to include them in further conversations about kinky sex. And you can always suggest another topic for future episodes of our podcast. And while you're there, check out our complete podcast archive and, of course, our online erotic mastery courses, which are there waiting for you when you are ready to master new erotic skills in the privacy of your own home. Check out all of our courses. We are here for you. I am Chris from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure. Cheers.